Unfortunately, it will have to close, and there will be up to 40 jobs lost at the nightclub. It has been placed into administration, and the owner, Martin French, has said that he is deeply saddened at having to go into liquidation. But it's been very difficult keeping his business afloat since 2007. Obviously, people's social lives and habits have changed, and Katie Daly's has been competing against other pubs and other nightclub outlets. It's the same in the restaurateur area as well. You know, people are struggling. The money just isn't out there anymore for people to be going out.
Why is the nightclub struggling? It's the only nightclub in Strabane. Surely it should be more sustainable.
It is indeed, Barry, and certainly, as I said, since 2007, people's socialising habits have been changing. People tend to stay in the house and drink until very late and then go out. And again, nightclubs are best served for the younger generation, and a lot of older people aren't really going into nightclubs anymore.
Is the fact that a lot of Strabane's younger people have emigrated, is this part of the problem here?
It could well be, Barry, and I do know there's quite a considerable amount of people who have just quite recently gone to the likes of Australia, America and Canada. Katie Daly served the wider Donegal hinterland as well. A lot of people from the Donegal area has also emigrated. That could also be a factor for why this is happening.
And as you mentioned earlier, there are 40 jobs at risk. Strabane has a very high unemployment rate as it is and can't afford to lose 40 jobs.
Would I tell you something? Katie Daly's has been very good to the people of Strabane in terms of employment down the years. And I know there'll be quite a number of families working there as well, you know, brothers and sisters, and a lot of people taking a second job as well at Katie Daly's, maybe have a daytime job and have a part-time in Katie Daly's, you know, just to get by and pay, you know, their living costs, car, mortgage, etc. So it will be a big blow to those people who are working there.